Young and Dumb, a podcast for the young, dedicated, up-and-coming, motivated, and bold. Hear the journey of incredible individuals like you or I, who accomplish many things in their short lifetimes. Allow them to tell their story and share with you how they got to where they are today. And the best part yet is they're only just getting started. Welcome to the Young and Dumb Podcast.
What an episode we have for you today. We're bringing back Mark Metry. If it rings a bell, he's been killing it on LinkedIn, killing it in the podcasting scene. He's got an iTunes top 100 podcast now. And to think that when we got him on for episode 13, he was just getting started on his podcasting game. So it's been almost a year and a half since we've last chatted with Mark on the podcast. But we dive deep into what makes his podcast an iTunes top 100 podcast and why he thinks you can do it too. All it takes is 3 hours a day, 21 hours a week. Man, there's so much value in this episode, and I just want to get right into it. But as always, if you get any value from this episode, take a screenshot right now. Put it on your Instagram story and tag GetChoGrindUp. That's GetChoGrindUp. And if you really want to get that grind up, leave us a review on iTunes, because that lets us grow our voice. And when our voice grows, your voice grows with it too. So let's get into the episode, because this week we podcast with Mark.
Welcome everyone. Get Your Grind Up presents another episode of the Young and Dumb podcast with your co-hosts from the East Coast, Justin and Gary. We're back again. We're back up north into Boston, brought on our boy Mark Metry. You might remember him all the way back from episode 13. We're talking over a year ago, and so much has transpired in that time frame. He's been working with Justin, getting into some events. We'll talk about that briefly, but Mark, what's going on? Say what's up to the people.
Dude, oh my God. I'm just trying to think back in 2017. Do you guys remember when we did the podcast? Wasn't it like April?
It was in my apartment. So it was in the fall. It was during the fall.
Definitely in season. I remember taking classes. Like, I probably just came from practice. It was a while, man.
I think it was like a 10 or 11 o'clock at night one. It was a late one.
I still remember where I recorded it too. You know?
Damn, dude, that's insane. Yeah, same here. I mean, it's just crazy to see, like, damn. Honestly, man, I've got no words. Like, I'm just trying to think about that from now, and it's just, like, it's crazy how much has happened. And, yeah, I mean, that was such an interesting time in my life. Like, and I remember that was the first podcast I ever came on. It was yours. And, like, after you guys asked me, like, all the different kinds of questions, I just began connecting, you know, so many more dots in my life. And it was crazy. And to see how far that's gone, oh my God, damn. I honestly have no words.
Yeah, it's great, dude. It's great to have you back on the podcast. I mean, last time we had you on, we discussed a little bit of your earlier ventures with your Minecraft server, things like that. But now you've really big in the podcasting game. But before we touch on all of that, our big go-to is our loading bar question. Where are you on your loading bar right now? And I feel like there should be some change in that time frame since we last spoke with you. So update us. Where are you on your loading bar right now?
So this is funny, because Justin asked this question in Orlando at the event. And I think my answer, I don't exactly remember. I think it was like 2.5%. And I think I'm at 2.51%, you know, like it's the long game, you know, like maybe it's like, you know, 1% if you really think about it. But yeah, I've got a long way to go.
Amazing, man. So I want to start from the most recent part, which was the event, right? This happened last week.
Okay.
How did you like it did you ever think you'd be speaking in front of people? Because I remember on your first episode, you're talking about like you had anxiety with speaking and everything like that. And now you've grown your podcast and now you're starting speaking as well. How did that come to fruition, man?
Yeah, I mean, dude, honestly, the main reason why I do is just because it puts me out of my comfort zone every time. It's like a good test. And, you know, like what I did was, you know, I just had an idea. I had a thesis that I wanted to prove out there in the world that, you know, you can, you know, change yourself no matter, you know, if you are something right now that's completely different than what you want to be. And you can now make steps towards doing that. And that was just like an idea that was running in my head because, you know, like I used to be a completely different person. Like I used to be over 200 pounds. I was like you said, like I was super anxious. I couldn't talk to people. And, you know, the fact that I have like this podcast where people can listen to my voice and then also like different kinds of speaking things. I mean, dude, that's just crazy to think about. And, you know, honestly, whenever I think about it, it still sort of freaks me out. But I think the overall intention behind it of, you know, like one of the, like such an amazing way how I and many others, you know, end up making a change in their lives or end up pivoting and then eventually moving on the right path that they know they're supposed to be living in life is from like reading a book or listening to a podcast or seeing something or like discovering Gary Vee or one of those people. And then it just leads to, you know, tremendous amount of things if that person is curious enough. And it's just like the whole, you know, podcast, the whole reason why I did it was just like, just so I could do that. And I could just create like a system that would help myself and all the other things I wanted to do, how to learn from the best of the best, how to, you know, make great relationships with awesome people. And like, that was like, the podcast is just like such a great stepping stone for all those different things. And like, I remember when I was interviewing, when you guys were interviewing, like in 2017, like that was at a time where I was just beginning to like sort of maybe even understand what a podcasting was. And it wasn't until like the end of that year in 2017 where I just began to realize that like there's a tremendous amount of opportunity in like this whole podcasting space because nobody is really taking it seriously. So like I remember just starting from 2018, I just began to like get super serious, get really focused, start uploading, you know, a ton of episodes, doing more interviews, improving the marketing, doing all these different things. And then eventually, you know, all these different things just stack up. And then eventually, you know, you start to see all this growth from like a side effect, like on the business level. And then eventually like to speaking to like just getting yourself in all sorts of opportunities that are crazy. And it's like, if the human 1.0 version saw what you were doing sort of at like your peak, the human 2.0, like, they just wouldn't even believe it. And like that's what like the whole thesis is. And that's the podcast. And like, that's how all that happened. Yeah.
No, it's incredible to see the growth that the podcast has made since the time that we last interviewed you, because at that point, you know, you were just starting, as were we in a sense. Yeah. And you've come so far since that time. We're talking, an Apple, podcast top 100, podcast. Like that's incredible. Mm-hmm. Share us a little bit about on the insights on what it was like during that process, like some of your ups, some things that worked for you, and some of the downs, that some of the troubles that you ran into along the way.
Yeah, so I would say honestly the biggest trouble is that, like, for me, I would always be looking at how many downloads my podcast was getting and I just like kept on checking it like every day because everybody always asked me. And then eventually I just started to think about it. And I was just like, you know, if I just don't look at the downloads for like a while, but I just increase the amount of input in like all the different ways that I can grow the podcast, whether that's like getting a guest or trying to reach out or doing some marketing stuff, I mean, that was like really how, that's really how I began to do things that would actually grow the podcast, because I think there's a lot of people out there that are running a podcast and they're just super, super concerned with the numbers, and, you know, they've just started, or, you know, they're not really taking it seriously. And, you know, once I sort of got through that, like, mental boundary, that was like a real gateway for me. And then, like, I'd say like another thing is, like up until 2018, before my podcast hit the top 100, honestly, and even still up to today, sometimes, you know, I just think like, oh man, why am I even doing this? Like, why am I even recording this? Like, why am I uploading it? But it's just like, I think that if you can get past those and you can just like, just do the podcast forever, just try to integrate it as a tool to just do whatever you want in life, whether that's like hosting an event or something with your business or sponsorships or something, or like just a relationship builder. And I mean, yeah. And it's like, those are some things I'd say. Probably something else is like, for me, like in August of 2018, that's where a lot of things began to pop off for me. And it was because, like, I remember the very first of the month, August 1st, 2018, I ended up interviewing this guy that was a podcaster. And he was telling me how, you know, it took him, you know, up to 500 episodes, and he had to send an email like 50 times to Seth Godin. And I was just interviewing and I was just listening to that. And so I just got super inspired and I just wrote Seth Godin an interview, I mean, an email to ask him if he wants to be on my podcast. And, you know, he responded back very quickly. We did the podcast the next day, and like, I unlocked like a different level in my mind, because like I was just limiting my idea of what a podcast could be. But the second where, like, on August 1st, I interviewed that guy, he told me about Seth Godin. I reached out to Seth Godin the same day. He responded, and then I interviewed him the next day, and that happened. And then like that also inspired me to like do so many other things with my podcast that eventually, like 2-3 weeks down the road, that's when it ended up like being ranked at like in the top 100 by Apple. And it's just like through that very short, like almost sprint, I saw like, oh snap, like there's a completely different level that I'm not on that exists that I didn't even know that exists. And now it's just like always trying to hit that next level.
Dude, I'm sure me, myself and Gary can kind of relate to that. And Michelle too, of like, you never really understand that people who you view at like a pedestal, so to say, are reachable until you actually get to have a conversation with them, right? And it's something that we've learned too, through especially with Michelle's like DMs of her just sending messages with people that we've never thought that we would have conversations with, and we end up doing it, and then we ended up having on to the podcast, and it's like, this is crazy. And some of these guys are some people that we grew up watching YouTube on, or like we've idolized them for our whole life. And it does unlock that kind of barrier of like, oh, everyone is reachable. Just some people are a little harder. You just have to put in that effort, because there's so many other people that are thinking like you that they're not reachable. So there is that little tiny space that you can play in.
Yeah, I would say two things. Like, for one, I think it needs to be a win-win sort of relationship. You know, like I remember in 2017 when I was starting my podcast, like that was the reason why I started it, because like I was just turning 20 at the time, and I was like, okay, how in the world could I get, you know, somebody that I, you know, read their book, like to have a conversation with? And it's like, there's a very low probability if I just tell them like, hey, I'm gonna, you know, like I'm just a 20-year-old kid. Can I just have like, you know, 45 minutes of your time? Like there's no way they'd say yes, right? But it's like, if you have a podcast, and especially if you build that podcast to be a great platform, like, you know, they benefit from going on the podcast too. And I think like, if you just approach it from that angle, like, you know, there are so many people that would want to meet you if you have a platform that's good enough for them. And, you know, honestly, the second thing is like, you really touched on it by DMs, but association is everything. If you can, like, dude, when I started meeting these people in real life, like, it just completely changed everything, because it's like, you begin to like see like these real life people that are like the next versions of you. And when you begin to see that, like, it just completely changes what you think is attainable. And it just changes your perspective. It changes your outlook. You just begin to see how like big and opportunistic and abundant the world is. It's really crazy. So it's like this, you know, this time exists. Like, I've got a great tool, like a podcast, like, dude, like, it's crazy, man. Like, you can, like, you meet so many people, like, that change lives. Like, it's insane, dude. And I don't, like, that's why I'm trying to tell everybody about it, because, like, why aren't more people doing this? Like, dude, I'm just benefiting so much. I want more people to join me and, you know, do stuff, you know?
Exactly. And so people might listen to this, right? And they say, oh, but Mark Metry's got an iTunes top 100 podcast. It's easy for him to provide value to other people because he has this platform. But like, we know that you literally came from nothing, right? And you've grown this reputation through a while. How could someone not necessarily replicate it step by step, but kind of take the processes that you've created to put onto their own podcast or their own YouTube channel, whatever it is, so that they can start building up that reputation to provide value to these quote unquote big names?
Yeah. I mean, first off, just decide how much time you want to invest in this. You know, like Gary Vee always says, if you don't have money, you have time. If you don't have time, you should probably have money, right? Because you can spend that. But you've got to decide how much time you want to put into this, how much of your life you have to invest in this. And what I mean by that is, like, you could say, I am going to invest 21 hours of my life a week towards like growing this, towards doing everything that I need to do to just show up every single day and just try to hit the hammer on the head, like every time, as many times as I can in a day. And you say, okay, I'm going to do that 21 hours a week. That's every single day for 3 hours. If you do that, you will win. That's literally what I did. That's it. Like, whatever it was that I had to do, like, you know, grow whatever it is, like my business or whatever. You know, every single time I had to show up, like, there's this guy I interviewed and I've become friends with. He's this world Olympian named Donald Tsuja. And he has this great saying. It says, mental toughness is showing up every day and doing the same thing. And part of that is obviously true. But what he's really talking about there is like, dude, if you show up for the amount of time that you're willing to dedicate, whether that's 3 hours or 5 hours or whatever it is that you're going to invest your life into, and you do that every day, you're going to win. Like, I'm not smart. There's nothing special about me, but I just show up and I just try my best to hit the hammer on the head every time. And, you know, today when I look around, like, nobody's really doing that. Like there's a handful of people, but those handful of people are at the top. And I, because of my podcast, I see it every single day happen every single day. Oh, you make $100 million company. You know, whatever, you hit this milestone, you hit these. Everything is just so attainable. So I just think it's like, when you begin to see that really, really changes the game.
Exactly. And I think it's that firsthand experience that really puts a switch on everything. Just because, you know, when you talk with your friends, you're essentially all on the same page. But when you get exposed to people of the levels that you're interviewing at, CEOs, people with hundreds of millions of dollars in accomplishments over their lifetime. Like, I don't even know how to put it. Like, they have so much money.
So many different kinds of people, not exactly. Just money.
Yeah, like different kinds of people and just like wealth and knowledge as well. To where they've experienced a lot over their lifetimes with their successes and failures throughout business. When you start to expose yourself to these people, that really opens your minds up to what possibilities are in front of you. And I think that's absolutely huge. But before we go too far with this, I do want to touch upon one thing before we switch topics here. I know we're big on mental health. That's something that's a rising topic. We had you on for our Group of Dummies episode, which was super dope. Had a lot of fun there. And we just chatted about mental health over for an hour. Give us a little update on your progress with that, Metamorphosis, all of that.
Yeah, so I ended up interviewing this guy. His name is Jonas Kofler. He's a New York Times bestselling author of the book Hustle. He wrote that with Neil Patel. And someone else I'm blanking, but it really talked about like just how to invest in the right areas of your life, right? Like hustle is not a word that means like, you know, bleed your face out. It means like invest the right energy, the right resources into making what you want to happen in life. And that's different for everybody. And he's very, very involved with mental health and kind of mental wellness. He's a very, very well accomplished guy. I highly recommend to look him up. He's like a filmmaker. He does 1,000 different things. And he was telling me when I was, because I was kind of asking him a similar question, he said that he prefers to think about it in terms of mental wellness. And that is what I'm more and more leaning towards today, because like when you say the word mental health, it's kind of like a weird word. Like, you don't exactly know what you're talking about. Like, are you talking about if somebody, I don't know, has like a psychotic break, or somebody that, you know, has some sort of genetic, Down syndrome, right? It's like, what are you exactly talking about? And I feel like, I don't know, for me, that word is sort of like, it's very like unclear. And so the term that I've been leaning more and more towards is like, mental wellness. And it's like the same way that we have physical wellness, like how fit are you, why don't we have, you know, some sort of a similar model to think about mental health, but just in terms of mental wellness. So there's like different things that you can do, and it's like we have to get more intentional about these activities because we have ultimate freedom now. Like, you know, we wake up in a climate controlled environment, separated from the wind, rain, all that stuff. Like, we have food in our refrigerator. Like, we don't have to leave our home. We can talk to people from our house. Like, we have all, like, we have so much freedom. And the things that I think we would naturally do, living sort of in the Earth's environment, I think those are the things that like enables us to be balanced, but we don't do those anymore. Nobody does, because you know, we're humans now. And I think that there's like this big separation that we need to start attending, because what happens is if your environment is not great, if your mindset isn't great, what happens is you begin to develop some sort of a mental health disorder or an issue, just simply the same way that somebody would develop like diabetes. Like a lot of diseases start because, you know, you have very toxic emotional programming from your past when you were a kid. And a great way to begin to tackle that is to give your body the right resources to grow. And if you don't give your body the right resources to grow, then you begin to see symptoms that look like mental health problems in a lot of people. And if you just look around the world today, like, you know, there are no quick fixes. Like, this is a long-term game because, you know, we're not living in complete balance to the exact way that evolution, to how much we work, to our environment, what we're eating, well, like where we are, where we live, like all these different things. And it's just like, like the more and more I see this, the more and more I see like there's a very, very limited amount of like 100% genetic mental health disorders. Like most of it is due to epigenetics, like what happens in your life. And some people will say that's controllable. Some people will say it's not controllable. I'm in the camp that says, you know, there is a solution to this. You can control it. It's not a quick fix. It's not like, an instant gratification, but it's a long-term game. And if you stick it out, like you'd be surprised to see how much progress you can meaningfully get out of your life. And that's the way that I think about mental health, just like the same way that I think about physical wellness. And I think that the more and more as we're going more into this decade, like we're coming out with new technologies that, you know, never even existed before. And it's like those are getting to the point where we're going to start being able to do those. Like, you know, I'm like heavily supportive of like the world's only functional gut microbiome test for your health. Because so much of our, you know, diet is we have no idea what we should be eating because we come from so many different backgrounds. And it's just like, I think those are all solutions to mental health. And I think that as the technology gets formed, like we're going to be able to learn so much more about the brain and so much more about different sorts of solutions that, you know, organizations and entrepreneurs can create in the world to solve this issue. Because I really do think we're going to get to a point on our planet where everybody in the world has the option, the mental resources to deal with their mind great. Like I think a lot of things like depression and suicide and anxiety and a lot of these issues happen because you don't have the right tools to process them. So you usually try to go for the most relieving tool that you have at your disposal, which is generally speaking ends up becoming a negative habit or a negative stress coping mechanism in your life. And it's just like, I think those are a lot of things that are tied with mental health, and it's just going to be a great time to be alive, especially in this time where we're sort of like uncovering sort of like the stigma. Like, you know, before if you talked to your parents, like they didn't even like the way that they talked about it was completely different to how we talk about it today. You know, they would just say like, oh, there's something like wrong with her or like just something like that. And it's like, it was just a complete misunderstanding. And now we're beginning to develop the tools. And it's like, there's functional tools right now. Like I'll say one last thing. Like, I think so many people, so many different sorts of organizations, and Gary Vaynerchuk was talking about this, that just like talk about mental health, just to like say it and say it again, to like try to support some cause. And it's like, the matter of the fact is mental health is a problem in the world. And there are steps that you can take right now. Like, you know, like, there is a lot of research that needs to be done, but like there are tools that you can access right now. Like don't wait for it to get to a point where you're just super stressed out. Like you don't know how to cope with life. You have a panic attack. Like you have to, you know, call the suicide hotline. Like don't wait for that. Like there are steps that you can take right now. And it's like, you've just got to look with what humans have been doing for the last 150,000 years. Like you got to make sure that your relationships in your life are 100%. Like you've got to have friends. You've got to have like best friends, people that you talk to like deep, intense about life. You got to have a platform to process and sort of express yourself. You've got to watch what you're doing with your body, the vehicle that you have. You know, you've got to be sure you're moving around. You got to be sure you're sleeping, you know, 7 to 8 hours of, you know, sleep of a night. You got to be sure that you're putting in the right sorts of foods in your body. Like you got to make sure you're drinking enough water. Like there's all these different steps that we know, you know, like try some sort of stressful relieving coping mechanism, like meditation or like, I don't know, painting or yoga, like all these different things that people have. It's like, those are all the things that we've got to sort of lean to. And I think as technology gets better, like we're going to be able to track this stuff. Like, you know, because I've done this gut microbiome test, like I literally have an app on my phone and it tells me what is going on in my gut. And then it tells me what's going on with my bacteria. Then it tells me what to do and what not to do. And it's just like our biology now is an app on our phones. And it's just like, that's crazy. And yeah, I just think it's like there are so many things that somebody can do right now. If they're listening to this and they've identified that, you know, this is a problem for them or they struggle with this. Cause like, here's the thing, we all do. Like there's this great TED talk and it's like depression, the secret that we all share. And it's like, here's the thing, like life is not going to be, you know, peaches and roses all the time. Like it's not going to be sunny all the time. Like that should be the goal. You should always strive to do that and create a higher standard within yourself. But it's like, you know, life is going to be tough and you've got to make sure that your mental health is great because you don't want to break when something happens in your life. Like you've got to be there to support the people in your life. And like you can do it right now. Like it's literally as simple as just like writing it down and then just taking accountability, taking responsibility. Like that's really it.
Yeah, you're right. And I think self-care is becoming more of a conscious effort among people as they start to take more care of themselves. Especially myself, I can see that I'm starting to do more things in benefit of my greater good. So not only the temporary good, some sweets here or there, or staying up super late when I don't really have to, you know, getting those hours of sleep, making sure I'm eating the right things, making sure I'm taking out a little time just for me, you know, to relax and rewind, making sure I'm here not only physically, but mentally as well, that I'm fully taking care of myself. So I do think that's starting to become a wave. And if I can get me to perform self-care, then literally anyone can do it. But Mark, I just 100%. Wanted to take the opportunity to extend a huge Get Your Grind Up, Young and Dumb thank you. As always, you're more than welcome to come on the podcast at any time. Love having you. So glad you were able to meet up with Justin for the event. And it's always a great time having you, man. Thanks again.
100%. You guys are great hosts. Always love chatting.
Love it. Appreciate that, man. And for anyone out there who wants to learn just a little bit more about Mark, you know where to find him on our website, getyourgrindup.com, where you can follow us on social, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook at Get Your Grind Up. So you already know the spiel. We're going to be back very soon with another episode of the Young and Dumb podcast. Always remember, we are all young and dumb.
And never forget, get your grind up.
I love you guys. Self-care. Peace.
Peace.